There are times that we have so much to say that we don't know what to say. This is one of those times. Kia ora, welcome to Amrit's Podcast, episode 349. Today's episode is called A Return, not The Return or My Return, because while I'm returning to podcasting, I don't know what that means. And that requires some explanation. To provide that, I'm going to do something I don't usually do, or I don't know if I've ever done, and that is I'm going to read a blog post that I've done. This was originally posted on October 4th, and it's entitled, This Story Has Ended. The story I've told on my blog and in my podcast ended on September 20, 2019, when the love of my life, my beloved husband Nigel, died after a short battle with very aggressive liver cancer. He was the entire reason I started my blog and later my podcast. What now? I'd never even remotely imagined this happening. Not so soon. We were supposed to grow old together, and that was the only thing we'd ever planned for over all these years. We had no plan B. At the same time, though, we'd also been realistic that something bad could happen that would change everything. We talked about literally everything, right up to the end. Nigel had been unwell, though we didn't know how unwell, until 11 days before he died. At the beginning of August, he went to the doctor with a sinus infection, followed by what we thought was a reaction to the antibiotic. We began to suspect it was serious, and it turned out we were right. We started talking about what we would do, what he wanted when he was gone, and pretty much everything else. We left nothing unsaid. He told everyone that the only thing he worried about was that I'd be okay, and that was very important to him. It was also just like him, worrying more about me than what he was facing. Everything went much faster than we thought, hoped, and faster than what I begged for. I was at his side holding his hand when he took his last breath, though he was in a coma at the time and almost certainly unaware of anything. But I was there. I promised him I would be, though he never asked me to be. It was something I needed to do for him and for me. I was there at the start of our story, and I needed to be there at the end, too. My blog and podcast have always been about my life in New Zealand, and the entire reason that story exists at all is because of Nigel. He was the entire reason, the only reason, I came to this country. While our story has now ended, clearly my own story hasn't. I have no idea what that new story will be, but I intend to document it here and in my podcast eventually. In the time since Nigel died 2 weeks ago today, I've been sharing what I'm thinking and feeling on my personal Facebook page, which is private. Over the coming days, I'll share those posts here on this blog, perhaps slightly edited, and with the original publication date at the end of each one. Sometime after that, I'll start original blogging again. But not today, and not soon. Everything is still too raw. So, the story I told has now ended. I'll have new stories to tell, different stories, ones that I can't even begin to imagine. But I'll tell them, too. As I said, that was something I originally posted on my blog on October 4th of last year. And since then, I did as I said. I've published a lot of notes on my Facebook page that I've also reposted on my personal blog, sometimes edited, sometimes not. And actually, a few of them started on my blog and ended up on Facebook. It's gone in both directions. It was something that I needed to do to make sense of what had happened to me, to try to sort out my thinking and feeling, and try to come to some kind of understanding about where I'm at and where I'm going to go. I haven't been entirely successful at that. I still have absolutely no idea where I'm headed in my life, what I'm going to do with my life, because I had always assumed that whatever it was going to be with Nigel. And now I have to figure out what it will be without him. Since I last recorded, and all this happened, I've since moved to Hamilton, which is a city about an hour and a half-ish south of Auckland. We have a large group of family who live here in Hamilton, his mom and his brother, his sisters-in-law, and so on. And sister and sisters-in-law, brothers-in-law, whatever. A bunch of people, in other words. And I knew I needed to be around family. Where we used to live, I was by myself. During the day, when Nigel was at work, that was one thing, because I knew he was coming home at the end of the day. But he's not coming home anymore. And staying there by myself 24 hours a day was too oppressive a thing to even contemplate. So I bought a house in December of last year, and I shifted in here on I took possession on January 10th and shifted in here on January 22nd. And since then, I've been slowly working on settling in. I always knew I wasn't going to be able to push myself too hard too fast. And so I planned on putting all of the boxes in the garage so that the house would be relatively tidy and I could just bring the things in one at a time. It took me several weeks to get the internet sorted and to get it running in my house even when it was connected, and also to get the internal network running properly. All of that's sorted now, and so I'm free to once again do the things that I used to do to the extent I'm able or want to. And I do want to. I do want to return to some of the things I used to do. I just don't know what they're going to be yet. When I first contemplated returning to podcasting, I thought to myself that I didn't want this to become a grief cast, not knowing that there actually was a podcast with that name. And I still don't. I don't want it to be just about my loss and sadness and all that sort of thing. I want it to be about what the core essence of this podcast and my blog has always been, and that is my life in New Zealand. I'm just not quite ready yet to be talking about things beyond what is gripping me at the moment. At some point I will, and as I start exploring Hamilton, I'll probably talk more about that, because I haven't talked a whole lot about Hamilton in the past. I will say this, though, about that. Nigel and I had always planned on moving to Hamilton one day, so this isn't a particularly new or unique thing that I've done, but it was the only thing that made sense for me. If I'm going to find a new life, a new direction, it will be here. It couldn't be where I was. So I don't know what this is going to be. I don't know what this podcast is going to evolve into. I imagine it will eventually become more like what it used to be, and maybe better. Who knows? I don't know. I can't even begin to guess. But we'll just have to see where this goes. So sit back, relax, and wait for the next episode to come down the wire, and we'll see what happens. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you at some point. Ka kite anō. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Amarin's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at amarins@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.